Hello, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Mouse Chatters Lauren, Steve, Bob, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey, hey.
Hola, hola.
Hola. It's the international edition.
I guess so. Okay. On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing a little bit of our experience at Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom. And a little bit more, but this will be a quick little snippet of our recent trip down, and we're going to tell you what we experienced. So let's get going. I'm going to start off with Chris. I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to ask you to talk about that special lunch you had.
Okay, so I was really lucky. My friend George from Imagine Earning, and if you listen to the show, you know that George is on the show every now and then when we have a geeky question we need solved. And so George was down there at the same time, and he was having lunch with two of his friends who are Imagineers who are actually working on the Fantasyland expansion project. So he let me tag along. And that was like super special. I have to say that was probably one of my biggest highlights ever in a Disney park, was going to lunch with these Imagineers and just talking to them and learning about how they became Imagineers, how they do their job, and just realizing that their drive to work is more interesting than my whole life. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm kidding. It's not quite that good, but they have pretty good lives. I mean, they're just, it's an interesting job, and these people are incredibly talented. And, you know, I was a little starstruck. And the food at Columbia Harbor House wasn't bad. So, that was basically it. We talked about Fantasyland expansion, what to expect in the new Dumbo queue, which isn't open yet, but should be an amazing experience for kids, because they're going to get this little feather that will alert them when it's time to go out into the actual line for Dumbo. So there's not going to be these big, long lines where you're waiting for 20 or 30 minutes.
Does it tickle them like Michael Jackson?
Shut up. So bad. No, it's kind of going to be like,
time to ride Dumbo.
Steve, you know how when you go to the Ponderosa buffet or whatever it is
I love the Ponderosa buffet.
I love Ponderosa.
Oh dear.
So,
God.
You know how when you go
Steve
there,
won't
they
let
give
me
you...
go anymore.
Really? That's not right.
Do they even have them anymore?
Over by Universal.
Unfortunately, yes.
They do. And seriously, I'm honest to goodness, I used to go with my girlfriend. I'm sidetracking, but I used to go with my girlfriend Jenny. Hey, Jenny. We'd ride our bikes up, you know, like 5 miles and go to Ponderosa. We'd stay there for like 2 or 3 hours and we'd just eat. And yeah, it was great. We had good times.
So let's get back to tickling with the feather.
It's the same idea, though. Instead of, you know, like when you go and you get a pager and then it goes off and you're like, ooh, it's time to eat. Well, it's going to be the same idea in this queue, or at least that's what's planned right now. And you're going to be in this little room and kids can play, and there's going to be areas where parents can sit. And you can just go ahead, and when their little feather starts to alert them, then they get to go out.
How does this feather work?
Are they going to have a full bar for the parents?
They need like a cappuccino bar.
Oh, nice.
You know what?
Wouldn't that be
margarita,
good?
Margarita, coffee margaritas.
Right. Exactly. That would be awesome.
Oh, we can talk about the coffee margaritas too.
I was a little alarmed at first when they started talking about, you know, there's going to be this place where the kids can play and the parents can kind of sit, which is sort of like the first time they've done this. And I thought that's really interesting, but I was also thinking at the same time, do these guys have kids? Because, you know, as a mom, I don't know that I ever sit down. But then I realized they're both dads who are doing this, and I think they know what they're doing.
Now, so wait a minute.
What
about the backlot area over at Hollywood Studios?
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's one of those places where kids can get lost, right? Or it's, you know,
kind of not.
Well, in any event, that's what's planned. It's going to be like an interactive area for kids to play and parents to kind of hang out in air conditioning. And then it will alert you, and then you'll go out to the Dumbo. And, of course, we all know that one of the spinners is up and the other one isn't yet. And if you go up in the new Dumbo, which is pretty extraordinary, I have to say, you can see into the Fantasyland expansion. You can see into the other area for the spinner where there's really not that much going on yet. And so that whole area is pretty rough so far. But what's done is incredible. And I have to say, I'd never liked Dumbo. I always thought, this is boring. It looks like, you know, a carnival ride. But the new Dumbo is actually a work of art in so many different places. And you just see the detail and the incredible, you know, work that just went into this. And it's extraordinary. So that was my lunch with the Imagineers. I have to say, like I said, it was really neat. And it was fun to hear some of their stories and to learn how they became Imagineers. And, That was the highlight, definitely.
No good. So. Now, Lauren and I got a chance. I don't know if anyone else did. Bob, you probably have done this too, but we got the opportunity to try out the new Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom game. And Lauren, do you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, basically you get what was it, four cards?
Four or five.
Five cards.
Something like that.
And then you have a key card too, I think, right? Wasn't there a key card?
Yes, there's a key card too.
There's a key card too. And they give you a map and you're kind of assigned an area. We happen to be on Main Street and you're kind of directed where to go. There's like a mirror image that comes up before you leave the building, which the building is actually in the firehouse on Main Street. So that's where you can pick it up. It's free, which is nice. And then they send you on your way and you have to follow the clues basically to get to your next location. And then it tells you where to go from there.
And I'm going to jump in and point out that unlike the Kim Possible ventures, what you see at the different destinations is different for everyone, depending on the game that you're playing. So I know that when we do Kim Possible with Amber, you know, as a family, we try not to listen or see what the family in front of us is doing because we don't want it to be spoiled. But that's not really, well, it's not necessarily the case with Sorcerers, and because everything can be different. You don't know what that person is doing, how they're going to, what card they're going to use. It's different. So I like that. There's a variety.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I think it's a little time consuming.
Oh, my gosh.
And I also think that, I guess maybe because it's new too, waiting to actually, you know,
go up to the window.
Go up to the window was, you know, a little time consuming as well. However, it did take you to spots that you may have never gone. Like we went to that little courtyard, that little alcove. I had never been back there before. On Main Street.
Way back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny that you would mention the time consuming because it does take probably 15 minutes of waiting sometimes to somebody's playing their cards
at
each location. And a line can be five or six people deep. And, you know, as people are, because the whole purpose of this game is, you know, like Hades is taking over the Magic Kingdom and he wants to make it his summer home. So you've got to use your magic spells to beat these various villains. So, you know, and it's differing degrees of difficulty. So easy, medium, and hard. So people might be playing on, you know, a hard level and that can take more spells. So it can take more time. So apparently what they're doing now is they've reset the machines and lock them so that everybody has to play at easy level right now. Just kind of speed it up a little bit, at least until they're saying possibly, you know, when Fantasyland, more Fantasyland is completed and they'll add some of the Sorcerer window games there.
Have more
so people can play
other areas.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I mean, I do like that. You know, you can pace yourself. You don't have to. You know, you can pick up the game and do it. You know, you can do
on
one window.
Out,
yeah. You can do one window. You know, and then wait a few hours and then do another window. Or you could actually come back a few days later and do it. I mean, what I think the biggest draw of this game is, at least right now, they're letting you keep the cards, and they're kind of becoming like collector's cards.
Trading
something
cards.
Like, yeah. There's something like 80 of them. So how long before Disney, you know, starts to sell some of them, you know, like, or special limited edition, you can only purchase type cards. I kind of see that happening. I mean, because it is becoming a big draw because, yeah, people are
You can
are
find them on
the
eBay.
Game. Yeah, I mean, people are, but you can get them
people
for free.
People are trading them in the parks, too.
Yeah, I mean, but you can, I mean, since the cards are free, that is one of the biggest appeals. So I do think people will start selling them at some point because a full set is about 80 cards. But it is, I haven't personally played it because I don't want to wait in line for six people. And I've stayed and watched people thinking, well, how long is this going to take? You know, if it's 1 or 2 minutes, you know, each person, great. But, you know, people will play for 10, 15 minutes at a time, you know, yeah. and that's just, it's too long.
I don't know if it goes, does it go, how long?
It can. How long? It can go that long.
It was probably 2 or 3 minutes a person.
I was going to say upwards of 4 or 5, but yeah. I don't think it was, you know, 10.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the people.
And it may be different windows.
Difficulty. Yeah,
it could be.
Well, we were Main Street. I think there was Adventureland, and there's other areas you can do.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and then while it can be different for every person, it just seemed like when I was watching, you know, one person would go up and get the window, you know, get a certain scene, and then the very next person got the exact same one. Like, well, you know, if I had sat there and watched this, well, I don't want to play it now because I just saw what happens.
Yeah. You know?
So.
Well, hopefully things will spread out because I know with Kim Possible, it didn't happen very frequently that we would be stumbling upon someone that is right in front of us. It's kind of like miniature golf. You have to just slow down and let those people in front of you get ahead so you're paced properly, and then you move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the whole point of being able to just, you know, drop it and go ride some attractions or see a show or eat lunch or something and then move on. And I do like that it takes you to parts of the park that you may not otherwise go to or visit or know about. And I do like that you get to keep the collector's cards. I think that's kind of nice, too.
Yeah.
Like we went down that little street in the back, and there were chairs and tables back there. I never even knew were there.
Yeah,
and you can see that it's going to be super popular for certain people because I saw a couple of people with like white giant binders with like baseball card holders,
diehards,
and they already had like all this whole binder filled with those cards, and they were figuring out which cards they needed or wanted to do at which window, and so there's already people that are way into it.
Wow.
I just don't have that kind of time in my life.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of attention that I can.
That's like it. Lisa and I lost. We lost, what, three? After three of them, we were like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah. We went to three windows and then we went to another one and there were probably three or four families there, maybe three. And we said, no, let's go play.
Yeah. You know, my problem is I was too busy hobnobbing with Imagineers to play those games. I'm kidding.
And she hasn't shut up about it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they demonstrated the feather on her, apparently.
They tickled her fancy.
Yeah. Evidently. Okay, so.
It was just awesome, people. I'm trying to rub it into her boss feelings a little.
All right. So, Chris, what did they have? What did they have to eat, the Imagineers?
Well, two of them split a tuna fish sandwich, and the other one got waffles from that Sleepy Hollow refreshment stand in Liberty Square. You know the new waffle sandwiches they have? They have chicken and waffles. They've got some sort of ham and waffles, and then they have the Nutella with the fruit on top of it. Those are really good. Steve would like that.
That sounds good, but the chicken and waffles?
The chicken looked really good. I didn't ask for a bite because I was like, you know,
Because that would have been creepy?
Yeah. And it was creepy enough that I was like, oh my God, you people are Imagineers. So I didn't want to go, can I touch your food also? So I just watched it, and it looked really good.
You just took pictures of them eating.
You know, I was actually going to ask him if I could take a
– Are you going to eat that fry?
You know what? I gave them my fries.
Can I put your waffle in my mouth?
Shut up. So I actually –
You going to eat that pickle?
I was going to ask for to take a picture, but then I thought, okay, that's really weird. These people don't understand because they get to come here every day, so they don't understand what it's like to be a tourist who has a blog who needs to write about that waffle. So I just watched. And then, like, immediately after we went, they all got, like, citrus swirls because they're sort of obsessed with them. But then afterward, I was like, George, you have to go get one of those Nutella waffles. So we got a Nutella waffle with fruit all over it. And incidentally, George ate most of the fruit.
He was eating a lot of fruit.
Yeah, he really likes that sort of thing. Anyway, but it was pretty good. They don't put enough Nutella on it, so I would advise you, if you're getting one of those waffles, to ask for a little extra schmear of Nutella.
Bring your own Nutella.
Just bring your own. I mean, doesn't everybody? So.
Well, us locals can bring our own from home.
Shut up.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm just rubbing it into Chris because she's rubbing it into me about the Imagineers.
I know. I mean, it was, you know what, in all honesty, it was really nice, but I just keep going on just to torture you because you didn't get to go. So I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to say anything else about Storybook Circus?
It's amazing.
You know what? The new Dumbo was awesome.
It was. I mean,
it really was.
The thing that the water feature at the bottom, which yes. is not something you really realize they put in until you get right up on it. And then you're like, holy cow, that's fantastic. There's a water feature at the bottom. In itself, not that big of a deal, but it's lit up and it changes colors during the ride. It's just beautiful.
And at night, it was awesome.
It is.
It was awesome at night.
And the funny thing was, is, you know, this was a fairly busy park week, but there weren't a lot of guests queuing up for the ride. So I'm thinking that, you know, people either didn't know to go back that far maybe, or maybe they just didn't want to bother, you know. The whole area is gorgeous. The signs are gorgeous. If you go down to where the bathroom is, you know, there's where the train station is, it's a bathroom. So, you know, it's probably the nicest bathroom in the Magic Kingdom.
And there's also the peanuts in the ground when you're walking through.
Yeah, that was neat.
By Dumbo.
Yeah,
it was cute.
And animal prints everywhere from the circus because the circus came to town. So, yeah, I think the whole area is beautifully themed. I mean, the stonework. You know, those walls that they have up is really nice. The train station looks great.
Yeah.
It was funny because I think Lauren and I were debating whether or not they moved Goofini.
Yeah, it felt like they did.
Doesn't it feel like it?
It feels like it, but all they did is they moved the boarding area, the loading area.
They did.
And the queue line. Yeah.
Yep.
So it gives it a whole, it feels completely different. And that just kind of weirded me out. I'm like, no, you guys moved it. And he's like, we didn't.
I had a very hard time standing in the middle of it all, trying to place where everything had been before.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we were trying to do, and we just couldn't get it together.
We were like, wasn't Donald's boat right there?
And they said, yeah, that's where the queue line is now for Goofy.
If you remember where those temporary buildings were on the other side of the tracks, they have those two little buildings that during Toontown were kind of like a little water tower. Those are still there. So you can kind of, if you remember where those were before, you can kind of guide on that and figure it out. It's still a huge mess. If you go up in Dumbo and you look into Fantasyland, you're like, oh yeah, that's not happening anytime soon. So I would tell anyone, if you're planning a trip this year for anything to open in Fantasyland, Don't
hold your breath. Okay, that wraps up this segment for this week. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can go to mousechat.net or iTunes if you'd like to download some of our shows. And if you've got any comments or questions, those can be sent to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.